All right, so I'm going to stay the course on this one because this is important. Now, Eve is a piece cut off from Adam, so she's the flesh side of Adam. You know it's true because Apostle Paul tells you in the epistles, let the younger women marry and bear children God in the house. Give none occasion for the devil to speak, for the enemy to speak against, because some have already turned aside unto Satan, speaking things they ought not, running from house to house, speaking things they ought not. So in other words, just like the human is a piece cut off from God, you got God the Father, God the Son, the man, the woman, the children. The woman is the glory of man, man's the glory of God. So compared to God, man is the flesh creature. Compared to man, the woman is the flesh creature. Compared to the woman, the children are the flesh creature. That's why the women get frustrated with the children if they're at home with them all day. Because they're having to train them up to do right.
Now, if you notice,
not always, but most of the time, you got the younger women that don't have, that aren't married and have children, they're running the streets, you know. Let the younger women marry and bear children, God the house. So God the home, what keeps her off the street? Getting married and having babies. Keeps her mind occupied. So she's training up children the way that they should go. And so the man is the head of the ship. He's training up the family, or should be, getting them into sound doctrine, the proper kind of church, the proper teachings and all that. Should be. But then that goes back to the churches now. It's all cultic. That's why it's called a culture. This is why the culture dish, so there's a reason you're under law for a season, right? The Bible talks about this. The heir is under tutors or teachers under law while the heir is a child, teaching the child. We're talking about a man child. So the man child is under tutors and teachers. He's the heir of the throne, right? So he's under teachers for a season, under law and rules and boundaries and all that stuff. Why? To teach him the boundaries, teach him what the law is. But the law is not the solution. It's a culture dish. So that the letter and the law is given to show you your sin, to show you your area of weakness or your sin. The law was given to show you sin. The law was given to train you. But when you step outside the law by the spirit walk, walking in the spirit, because you've renewed your mind, you've been trained, you don't need the law anymore, because you know what's, your inner man knows what's right and what's wrong. So you're just like the woman's the flesh side of man, mankind's the flesh side of God. And so God has to train. So he trained Israel for 40 years in the wilderness, right? So you're being trained on the job 40 hours a week till you get it right. Then you become a trainer. Once you get your job right, you get good at it, then they'll probably have you train other people. I've seen it in my own life. Once you know the deal, though, then you'll be training other people. Long story short, the flesh or the culture dish, it's cult. The church is cult, legalism, stressing you. It's to push you to the end of yourself that you cry out to God and say, God, what's going on? The MK Ultra is built into the creation in the natural realm because it's natural, fleshly, earthly, temporal. So the machine, the material realm, the matter will throw you under the bus. Your own flesh mind will throw you under the bus. It is every day. And so a woman has her cycles to have a baby, to birth in the baby. What's that about? So you have to go through these cycles where you put no confidence in the flesh anymore. You know, put no confidence in mankind. You put no confidence in the system. And you trust God. I'm at my destination, so I'm gonna cut this short. So let me just try to summarize it in one sentence or one paragraph. You're in a culture dish. The natural realm is to cut out the flesh. The red versus the blue is the Turing machine face to face. So you're facing off with other creatures. Some of them are spirit filled, some of them are not. Some of them are totally demonic and fleshly. And so as you face off with them, they're going to grow, you're going to grow, because you're going to say, because at first they're going to make you mad and you're going to hate to even be around them, but then you can look at them and say, that's a different version of myself when I used to be ignorant and the enemy of God. I took my girlfriend before I got saved to get an abortion. Thankfully, she wasn't pregnant, praise God. But after I got saved, I called her up, apologized for that. She said, what are you talking about? So she never really got saved. But it was wrong, so I was an enemy of God. But I thought I was doing right, you know. But it was all about selfishness and greed and trying to stay financially above water. But the reason you're usually financially below is because you're an enemy of God, and you're not using the cycles. You're not being changed and birthed, and you're not letting the system cut out the flesh mind. So you're spending all that money on junk that you don't need, and you're wasting your time. And long story short, if you don't think you're an enemy of God, think back on some things that you did that you don't do anymore, or that you don't believe in anymore, and realize you are an enemy of God no matter what. And then what you can do is start to see past this simulation, because it's all a simulation to cut out the flesh mind so that you get the mind of Christ. It's a birthing process.